Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and I'm here to get you up to speed with latest Star Wars action figure reveals. So let's do it! So this morning, Mando Mania took place again. I don't think this was the last week. I think we have one more Tuesday to go before this program is done with. So this morning they showed 4 figures, and I think out of those 4, they only meant to show 3. So for the Black Series line, they showed R5-D4, which is a general release, and it's going to be $24.99 for this one, and it's not going to be out until the spring of 2024. So we have quite a bit to go before we see this one on doorsteps. The cool thing about R5-D4 is that it uses the new Astromech body. So it has the correct scale in relation to all the other 6-inch figures. So that's cool. This is cool. They've released R5-D4 once before. That was a GameStop exclusive. Actually, it was a GameStop and ThinkGeek exclusive back then. And that came on a really cool Star Wars-inspired Kenner card. So that was a cool release. But it's cool that they're re-releasing it because now it does feature the more accurately scaled body. And with the Mandalorian being on everyone's mind and R5-D4 having shown up in quite a few episodes in Season 3, it's pretty cool that they are putting this one back out. Now, there is a second Black Series 6-inch figure which was revealed on the official Star Wars website, and that was of the Black Series Mandalorian Fleet Commander. I didn't know who this was at first because the description on the official Star Wars website wasn't there. It was just the image without any explanation as to who this was. But you guys were quick to point out that this was the Fleet Commander who the Armorer talked to when she made her way back to the Light Cruiser. So this is the guy who's in charge of the Light Cruiser. I reached out to Hasbro. I haven't heard back about this figure at all. And what I've noticed is that they also pulled the image down from StarWars.com. So I think that they might have just jumped the shark, and they're probably going to reveal this one next week. But the cool thing about this one is, though, that this feels timely because it's not a Book of Boba Fett reveal. It's actually a Mandalorian reveal, and it's a character that we just were introduced to. And then seeing that Hasbro has this character already on tap, that's exactly the way I think this should be handled. This is great. Once I get details about this Fleet Commander Mandalorian figure, I'll share it, of course, on galacticfigures.com. I did, of course, save the image that they had published. So if you want to see what the Mandalorian Fleet Commander looks like, check the link in the podcast description. So besides those 2 Black Series figures, they also showed 2 Vintage Collection figures. One was Boba Fett and one was also R5-D4. Boba Fett is a repack of the one that's currently included with the Slave 1 vehicle, but this time it's a single carded release, so you don't have to spend the $200 that it costs to get the Slave 1 vehicle. And for people who collect carded, this should be a welcome addition, and it's a really cool looking figure. The interesting thing here is that the subtitle here in parentheses on the card in the name pill is Tusken. I don't really know how many different subtitles we've had for this character at this point. I think at some point it was Tython, now it's Tusken, then it was Sand Dunes, I think it was. It's been quite a few between the Black Series, the Vintage Collection, and the Retro line. So it's a little difficult to keep it straight as to what subtitle goes with what release. But this one is supposed to be out in the summer of this year. And just like every other TVC figure nowadays, it's $16.99. It's not a exclusive, it's a mainline release. So this should hit the store shelves in your area, hopefully. As far as R5-D4 goes, this is a straight repack of VC-40, which came out, I think it was 2011. So this figure's been around the block a few times, and now it's being released on a Mandalorian-style card. So I think this is great that they're switching it up. And even though it is a repack, the cool thing here is that with the N1 Naboo Starfighter coming out, it makes sense to put this one back out because there are a lot of people who don't have an R5-D4 in their collections yet. So yeah, it does make sense. So that's what I would call a smart repack. And you know, if you already have the previous release, maybe if you collect the Vintage Collection carded, now that this is on a different card, this might be also interesting for you. And that was it for Mando Mania for this week. So to sum it up, Black Series R5-D4 out in the spring of next year. Then they showed a Mandalorian Fleet Commander figure, but then they pulled it off of the website again. And they have not released any release info for this one. And then two Vintage Collection figures with a Boba Fett repack and on a single card. And then, of course, also the R5-D4 repack on a Mandalorian card. And that was it for Mandomania for this week. So I wanted to talk about my toy run this past weekend. Actually, I hit quite a few stores. I went to Walmart and hit Target stores in the north of Seattle area. And I was overall pleasantly surprised just how much stuff there was out there. Specifically at Target, they had their end caps set up. So every Target store that I hit had an end cap. The only sad thing about it was that most of these end caps were about 70 or 80% empty. So there's a few Loungefly backpacks hanging there with some other stuff nobody really cares about. And as far as figures go, they did have the Black Series first wave of the Return of the Jedi figures with Han Endor, Leia Endor, Wicket, and the Biker Scout is in that wave as well. And so I came across those figures. They also had the wave with Greef Karga and X-Woofs from the Black Series line that also has Aayla Secura in it. So that wave has been out for like half a year, maybe even a little longer at this point, but it was actually really nice to see those figures hanging on shelves because Greef Karga in his Magistrate outfit is currently seen in The Mandalorian together with Axe Wolves, has a bigger part as well. So this is really good that they're getting those figures out there. And I actually found those not just at Target stores, but also found those at Walmart as well. So those seem to have gotten a wider release, which is great. But as far as the Return of the Jedi end cap goes, I also found the Black Series Gamorrean Guard, which is exclusive to Target stores. And that just comes on a humongous bubble. So it's going to be very, very tricky for you to find a Gamorrean Guard on a card that's not damaged. The bubble can easily get dense. The card, because of all that weight on the front, is easily going to get creased. So if you're looking for a mint version of this one, you probably have to hit several different Target stores to find one, because every Target store that I found that had them, those figures all had issues. Then another figure which I've talked about previously here on the podcast, but that's also out at Target stores, is the Boba Fett 3¾-inch figure that's painted up in Kenner colors to pay tribute to the original 1979 figure. Very, very popular, even though it's $22.99 plus tax, so you're looking at $25. It's very expensive these days. You know, I did buy two of them, and when I went to the register, and it was $50 for 2 3¾-inch figures, that was sad. I thought that was really, really sad, because, I mean, that used to be a hobby that was like $5-6, right? Maybe $10 for each, but to pay $50 for 2 3¼-inch Boba Fett figures, that was a tough one to swallow, I have to say. I've added the figure to the database on Galactic Figures already, if you want to check it out. It turned out a lot nicer than I thought. So, yeah, if you come across it, take a look at it. I'm pretty sure that you'll probably end up liking it. Another item which I found at Target stores was the Vintage Collection Endor Bunker. And that's another item which really surprised me, because we've all seen the images online and everything, but once you have it in hand and you take it out of the box and you put it together and it's actually on display, this looks really, really nice. Even though it's kind of cut off in the back, it's just kind of like the entrance. I mean, that's really what it is. It's just the entrance door, basically, right? But it is really, really good looking. And for everyone who posts online and says that the Power of the Force 2-1 will just do fine, you know, this is night and day, you guys. You know, I haven't pulled my Power of the Force 2-1 out of storage yet, but I will, and I'm gonna do some comparison images and post them up on Galactic Figures, but I can tell you already that it is night and day. The one thing that was really weird, though, is because the bunker comes with this exclusive Nick Sand figure, or they call him, what's it called, Endor Commando or something. And the weird thing about this one is that once you take a close look at the card image, it looks like it's painted. It's literally like somebody... It's almost like somebody took a screenshot and ran it through Photoshop or something, and then, you know, ran a funky mode on it that, like, gives you acrylic colors or something. Like, you don't realize how funky this looks until you take a really close look at it. From further away, it looks like it's just a regular image, but once you take a closer look at it, you'll notice just how funky this looks. Just really, really weird. Not a fan of it, to be honest. But I do like that the figure does come unpunched, which is cool. And yeah, the figure itself turned out good. I liked what the helmet looks like, and the whole figure looks good. Even though, again, you know, just like the Biker Scout that came with the speeder bike, it is not the most modern sculpt that's available in the Vintage Collection. So there's no ball-jointed hips, for example. There are no swivel thighs. So it's a kid-bashed figure, but it turned out great anyways. And I think it'll work just fine with an Endor bunker display. And yeah, I got to pull out all my Ewoks now. I got to go back and open up my Legacy Collection container where I have all my loose figures stored currently. And I got to pull out all my TVC Ewoks and start populating the bunker. The only thing that I don't like about it as much is the paint application. It does feel quite basic, so gray and some green. But I think that if you really wanted to make this look nice on a shelf, maybe look into getting some model train moss, or maybe even some model train redwood trees that you can put around this thing. I think this could look really, really cool. All right, but stay tuned for an in-depth review of this on galacticfigures.com in, I want to say, maybe probably going to take me about a week or so to get all the images together that I want to take of it, especially the comparison pictures. And then last but not least, there are still some clearance deals to be had at Target stores. Black Series Andor figures are all down to like $7 something at this point. My local stores have sold out of all of them except for the Ferrix Trooper is still in stock at several different stores. And yeah, if you have a Target store and you hit the toy aisle anyways, make sure to check these end caps. They sometimes do have these clearance deals on there as well. Oh, and then one thing that I also found at Walmart, didn't find it at Target, but I saw it at Walmart, was the Vintage Collection speeder bike. So that's also cool that this is actually making it onto store shelves. So yes, good stuff. And that's what I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT. Well, almost. There's a couple of more things. So tonight we have the season finale of season 3 of Mando. Anything can happen. So I'm excited to see what they'll give us for tonight. So far, season 3 is a mixed bag for me. You know, it started out okay with a very, you know, I would say casual audience reintroduction with episode 1, and then episode 2 it picked up and it was really good, I thought. And then after that it just kind of moved along without really giving us anything good or even a focus on Din Djarin himself or Grogu. It just kind of felt all over the place for me. And so, you know, so far season 3 is definitely not as good as season 1 and 2, where we had a clear mission and we had a clear understanding of where this was all heading. But it's gotten pretty convoluted and it's just basically not Din Djarin's story anymore, and that's pretty sad, I think. But we'll see where this is gonna go. You know, I'm still fully immersed in it, and you know, I can't wait to see what they'll give us tonight for the season finale. So it's gonna be very interesting to see. And then the tickets for the Return of the Jedi, the 40th anniversary screening, are now available through Fandango and a whole other variety of apps that you can use to get your movie theater tickets, of course. And I am so thrilled about this, you guys. I have gotten tickets for myself and my kids, and being able to show them the original trilogy on the big screen, or at least one of them on the big screen, is really special. I don't know if it's going to be special to them. I know it's definitely special to me. I just hope that I'm not going to fall asleep, because I've seen this movie so many times that I hope that they'll have the sound cracked up in the movie theater, you know, so that it gives me a good rumble every time something happens on screen. But it's still pretty exciting, you know? So, yeah. And at first, you know, when the tickets went on sale, it was only Regal Theaters that had tickets available. And then later in the day, AMC also put up their show times. And yeah, it's just for 1 week where the movie is out. But, you know, there should be plenty of time to make some time in the evening and go out and catch it on the big screen. And then what else do we have going as far as Star Wars goes? I think we have one more week left for Mando Mania. So 1 week after Mando Season 3 has wrapped, I think there was one more Tuesday to go with potential Star Wars action figure reveals. And then after that, it's Jedi Survivor, the video game, which is going to be a big deal. And then we have May the 4th coming up with Star Wars Visions Season 2. And I think that after that, it might slow down. We're going to kind of move into the whole summer territory and the convention circuit thing with San Diego Comic-Con, for example, where we can expect more Star Wars action figure reveals. But I do expect it to slow down quite a bit. And then, of course, after, you know, San Diego Comic-Con, once we hit July and we're kind of getting into August, we're getting into Ahsoka territory, which is, which is going to get us all excited again. All right, so that's it, though, for this episode of GFT. Check the links in the podcast description for all those pre-orders and press images. And thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.
Come with me.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
I will not turn, and you'll be forced to kill me.
If that is your destiny.
Suit your feelings, Father. You can't do this. I feel the conflict within you. Let go of your hate.
It is too late for me, son. The Emperor will show you the true nature of the Force. He is your master now.
Then my father is truly dead.